Wildfires in the U.S. have gotten bigger and more expensive to fight in the last couple of decades. Every dollar spent fighting fires can mean less money in the budget to fund fire prevention. Northwest Public Radio's Rowan Moore Garrity reports on a community in Washington State facing that dilemma.
The weed whacker is a frequent companion to the sounds of chirping birds and rustling pines at Ross Frank's ranch in Chumstick, Washington. With forested land on all sides, he's clearing dense brush beneath a stand of aspens by his house.
So we're turning that around manually and mimicking what fire would have done naturally.
That means clearing out the understory to make future fires less damaging. Since 80% of the county where he lives is owned by the government, Frank says.
We need them to do the same on their land since they're our neighbor. And fire from there or fire from here is going to impact either one of us.
Most public land near Frank's ranch is national forest.
At the ground level, they're understaffed, they're underpaid, they're underfunded.
Over time, climate change and the sprawl of new homes and development throughout the West have both pushed the U.S. Forest Service to devote more and more resources to fire suppression. Over the past 20 years, the agency has more than tripled the share of its budget spent fighting fires.
And the problem is that, you know, the greater slice of the pie, budget-wise, that wildfire suppression consumes, the less is left over to take care of the land.
Aaron Everett is Washington State Forester. He says a long history of questionable forestry practices have also made forest management more challenging.
What we have today is largely a big green buffet for insects and diseases and wildfires. Forests are denser, got the wrong species in the wrong spot.
By the state's tally, forests with these at-risk conditions cover an area nearly the size of Connecticut within the state of Washington. That's 3 million acres in need of work like thinning, controlled burns, creek restoration, or fire breaks. Mick Mueller is a local environmental director with the U.S. Forest Service.
Our combined budget, U.S. Forest Service, Washington Department of Natural Resources, we don't have enough money to ever even approach that.
Compared to the scale of the problem, Mueller says their forest management work feels like one step forward, three steps back. Real change would require action from Congress. But there's been little movement on that front. For residents of Chumstick, meanwhile, another fire season is drawing near. In recent years, large fires have approached Chumstick from all sides.
Fire did burn through here.
On a drive outside Chumstick, Annie Schmidt shows me a hillside where wildflowers bloom beneath charred pine trees.
That black just around the bottom part of the trunk, this is good here. That home was resilient. They treated. The fire was low intensity. That's success.
Schmidt is director of the Chumstick Coalition. She says a recent fire spreading from national forest land swept through this area once it had been cleared by local homeowners. Funding help for that work came from Washington State. Schmidt says that's how the Chumstick Coalition works, bringing homeowners, businesses, and government together to figure out how best to use what little money there is.
It's about treating the right acres, the smart acres.
Coordinated planning makes precious land management dollars go a little bit farther. But without more funding, Schmidt says it won't be far enough. For NPR News, I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Yakima.